Escort Me. Written by Lucy Camus. Read by Sobieru. Fandom, Yuri on Ice. Relationships, Katsuki Yuri, Victor Nikiforov, Katsuki Yuri and Victor Nikiforov. Rating, explicit. Summary. On a business trip to Tokyo, Victor picks up a captivating escort. Yuri's broken exhales and mules fogged up the glass, body racked with the pleasure of Victor's thrusts and strength, with how hard and how feeling he was, with a rush of being taken against the penthouse windows, his partner still almost fully clothed while he was completely naked, on display for the entirety of the lit-up city sprawled out before them. Yuri had felt the way the bartender's eyes judged him when he walked in and took a seat at the far end of the top-floor lounge. It was easy to tell from how the man had approached him with a slow pace and raised eyebrows to ask for his order that it only had taken a moment to see from the material of Yuri's dress shirt and the design of his tie that he did not quite belong there. It was an accurate observation. The understated air of luxury in the bar was making Yuri feel more uncomfortable by the minute. The glass in front of him, the cost of which stretched the boundaries of what Yuri would normally be willing to pay, reflected the dim but upscale lighting overhead. Then again, it had not been him that had decided the location. Yuri's eyes flickered to his wristwatch after he reached the bottom of the second glass, then to the windows at his left side. Even at night, Tokyo was never dark, the sky eternally lit by the hundreds of buildings which dominated the center of the capital. He guessed the sight was supposed to be impressive.
"I'd ask if I could buy you a drink, but that stunning flush on your cheeks tells me that you've already had a couple."
The Russian accent in the voice was obvious, deep and rich like fresh honey. Yuri turned away from the window, toward the words addressing him. The bar seat next to him was no longer empty, and looked an infinite amount better for it. Yuri had to consciously stop his breath from hitching in his throat because, fuck, he was gorgeous. Light glinted off gold cuffs links as Yuri's eyes swept over the long fingers resting atop the bar. The sight of them alone sent a quiver of anticipation crawling up Yuri's spine. There was no ring on either hand, but Yuri could make out the faint, lingering lines which indicated that one had been very recently removed. It made him smile a little. Just from the stitching in the pressed sleeves, Yuri could tell that the fitted suit the Russian wore was tailored, expensive, the lines of it perfectly hugging every curve in the undeniably fit body it clothed. Yuri did not bother being subtle as he drank in the sight of the breathtaking man leaning toward him, wanting to drown in him already, sink into the depths of the impossibly blue eyes trained on him with telling intensity.
"Well, my clients don't normally keep me waiting like this,"
Yuri answered softly, glad that the small smile he received in response gave him an excuse to appreciate the look of the other's full lips, glossed and parted just enough to show off the tips of perfectly white teeth. Yuri could already feel the way they might nip at the sensitive spots along his neck later. He hoped they would, especially since he had been waiting. The online messages they had exchanged to arrange the meeting had set the time to half an hour prior.
"Ah, well, maybe I can make up for that."
Those long fingers slipped over Yuri's right leg, digging firmly into his upper thigh with a promising force. It made Yuri shiver.
"Shall we get out of here, then?"
Yuri offered, and shifted his own hand down, placing it over the other's. He wrapped his fingers loosely around it, lifting it to shift the touch off his thigh, but with a bit of surprise, found his fingers being laced with those of the Russians instead. The man raised Yuri's hand up further, ghosting lips across his knuckles.
"It's Yuri, right?"
The way his name rolled off the man's tongue was slow and sensual, made beautiful by his accent, laced with a promise that it would be appreciated all the more soon, perhaps moaned with heated excitement.
Yuri could hardly wait.
Yeah, but you can call me whatever you like. Yuri answered and met his eyes again, seeing the same hunger in them that was tingling through him. He wondered why they were still in the bar, because he wanted badly to be somewhere far more private, ready to start satiating that hunger.
I like Yuri.
And Victor's fine for you?
Yes, although I'd much prefer to hear you moaning it.
His eyes glinted and almost broke Yuri's resolve in that moment. Instead, Yuri squeezed the hand that was still holding his.
Victor, please. All right, darling. I didn't realize you were going to be so eager.
Thrill sparked through his nerves as Yuri was tugged off his seat and then out of the bar.
Well, you're really gorgeous.
Yuri admitted, buzzing when a warm chuckle answered him. The moment they were in the elevator, Yuri was not disappointed. Strong arms drew him close and a hot mouth trailed kisses up the side of his neck. Those perfect teeth nipping at his skin, making heat pool low in his abdomen.
Where are we staying?
He managed to register that Victor had pressed the button for the lobby instead of a different floor.
Midtown.
Victor's breath caressed the shell of Yuri's ear before the tip of his tongue traced it as well. Yuri found himself coming apart much faster than usual.
Ritz-Carlton?
Yuri stiffened slightly with realization, gripping firmly at the front of Victor's suit jacket. He had no doubt he would see the Armani insignia stitched into the inner folds if he looked. Victor hummed against his jaw in response.
Not a love hotel? Oh, darling, you're going to be worth more than that tonight.
The elevator let out a quiet ding, and Yuri tore himself away reluctantly, following Victor out onto the street. He did not mind being behind him, able to admire the confidence with which the Russian walked, his gait conveying strength and commanding attention in a way that said he was used to receiving it. That, and Yuri could also take in the way his fitted slacks showed off the curve of his ass as he moved. Yuri really wanted to feel it bare in his palms, then taste it with his tongue. Victor scanned the street, no doubt looking for a taxi, but Yuri laid a firm hand on the small of his back, catching his attention.
How well do you know Tokyo?
I don't come here very often.
Yuri gave him a gentle smile, able to read what was supposed to be the implication in the answer.
If you're as eager as I am, it might actually be faster to take the train, he suggested. It's only 3 stops from here, but it might be a little tight.
Victor's smirk was all the response that Yuri needed to lead him down to the nearby subway station. It was late, and the train cars were not overly crowded, but it was enough that Victor pressing his chest against Yuri's back would not draw a lot of attention as they stood near the doors. Yuri did his best not to tremble too much when the man's hands undid the buttons at the front of his jacket, then untucked Yuri's shirt so that he could slide a hand underneath it, stroking at the skin below Yuri's stomach. His eyes fluttered shut as Victor leaned further into him and Yuri tilted his head to the side, instantly rewarded with a feel of lips skimming his jawline.
Victor, we're in public.
The protest was a weak one.
Sorry, I just didn't expect you to look this beautiful. You're so hard to resist. I could have you right here.
Victor purred next to his ear. Yuri pushed back against Victor, delight coursing through him again when he felt himself rub against something undeniably hard and heard a growl. Victor's nails scraped along his abdomen and Yuri loved knowing he was being marked before they even got to the hotel. Victor ground against him and Yuri had to force himself to take half a step forward, away, because he noticed someone nearby casting them a suspicious look.
Victor, I'd rather not get arrested, because then I couldn't have you fuck me as roughly as you so clearly want to.
Oh, Yuri, You can't say things like that and expect me to control myself.
The Russian's voice was deeper, rougher, and it only spurred Yuri on.
Like what?
Yuri spun gracefully on his heel, the action practiced and natural, and settled his hands flat on Victor's chest, feeling the firm muscles beneath his clothing.
Like how much I want to feel you inside me, thrusting hard until I can't even say your name.
Yuri timed his questions perfectly with the arrival of the train at Roppongi station, smirking when Victor's eyes flashed darkly. Yuri found himself being pulled quickly through the station, up the flights of stairs and through the two long corridors which led out to the Midtown complex. Yuri barely had time to admire the sight of the central tower stretching high into the sky, because Victor grasped his hand in a way that was almost too gentle as he dragged Yuri inside, past the reception, to the elevators which took them high, up to the 53rd floor. Victor's hands began making fast work of Yuri's clothes the moment the suite door shut behind them, discarding Yuri's shirt and tie to the floor. Yuri finally let his hands plunge into the silver strands of hair like he had been wanting since he first set eyes on his partner for the night at the bar. Victor sucked hard at a sensitive spot right under Yuri's ear, making him gasp and buck against the other. There were too many buttons preventing Yuri from getting the access he wanted to Victor's chest, even as he worked each one undone with rehearsed skill. He fumbled with a few, Victor's insistent mouth distracting as it made sure not to miss a single millimeter of the skin along his throat. When he managed to get the last one unbuttoned, Yuri slid his hands up the beautiful expanse of the Russian's chest, then pushed the fabric of his suit jacket over his shoulders. Purposefully, Yuri did not pull the material all the way off, letting it pin the other man's hands behind his back for a moment, giving Yuri the chance to push him further into the dimly lit room. He caught sight of the floor-to-ceiling windows, which replaced entire sections of the wall, the curtains fully open to provide a dazzling view of the night skyline. The distinctive orange of Tokyo Tower dominated the center. In the next moment, his hips were gripped tightly, and Yuri stepped forward, following Victor's guidance until he was right in front of one of the windows, able to glimpse his own reflection in the glass. His licked back hair was starting to lose its carefully styled hold, and he could see the beginnings of markings along his neck and collar, ones which would surely only increase and get darker as the night went on, but he did not mind.
You like the view?
Victor murmured into the back of his neck, mouth moving along with his words across Yuri's skin as his hands worked at the Japanese man's belt.
I do,
Yuri answered, although he was more focused on how Victor's hands pushed down his pants and underwear, leaving Yuri nude once he kicked the material aside.
How about, you?
Victor's fingers curled around his already hard cock, filled from the touches, the heat of the other's mouth on his skin, and the anticipation of it all.
I much prefer looking at you, darling.
Yuri gazed up at Victor through heavy eyelashes when the Russian drew him around to face him, finding excitement in the other's domineering presence, accentuated by the height difference between them. Chocolate brown eyes met icy blue and held the gaze as Yuri walked his fingers up the center line of Victor's chest.
Should you be calling me that?
He teased.
You said I could call you whatever I want,
Victor reminded. Yuri hissed when he was tucked close again, his erection brushing against cool metal buckle of Victor's belt.
You're right, I did.
Victor reached up and caressed the side of Yuri's face for a moment, tracing Yuri's lower lip with his thumb. Yuri felt his heart racing, pace picking up further when Victor leaned in, so close, too close, closing the distance between their mouths. Yuri placed a finger to the other's lips in the split second before they could touch his.
No kissing.
Victor's pupils bloomed briefly. Then the Russian smiled at him, amused.
Really? Isn't that a little cliché?
Maybe.
Yuri responded by dropping his hands to palm at the other's groin, eagerness prickling through him at the feel of how clearly aroused the other already was.
Fine.
Victor's hand slipped under one of Yuri's thighs, lifting his leg up to hook it around Victor's waist. Yuri let him, the cool of the glass behind them pressing at his back, and a quiet moan escaped his lips when Victor's fingers traced down the length of his cock, down the middle of his perineum, to flirt with his entrance.
You don't need to be careful.
Yuri murmured as he looped his arms around the other's shoulders, arching up against him. Victor's touch left him for a moment, and Yuri glanced down between them, watching as Victor removed an individual packet of lubricant from the pocket of his slacks, tearing it open and slicking his fingers quickly.
Yuri moaned the moment the first finger pressed inside him easily, smirking when he heard Victor's inhale hitch in surprise. Fuck, Yuri, did you already? Yeah, before I was supposed to meet you at the bar. Like I said, you don't need to be careful.
Victor listened that time, and Yuri's fingernails carved crescent into his shoulder blades when the Russian plunged 3 fingers into him in response, gasping as they curled inside him, seeking and instantly finding his prostate. Fingering himself in preparation before heading out to meet Victor seemed like an even better idea now.
Victor. Keep moaning like that, darling, and I'll come just from that.
Victor's mouth was back on his neck, sucking a mark at where it curved to meet Yuri's shoulder. His fingers scissored inside Yuri, pulling out briefly to tease and circle the rim before plunging in deep again, just brushing by where Yuri really wanted them, but not granting him those sparks. He took his time, despite Yuri's quiet pleas and reassurances that it was not necessary. And Yuri knew it was less about stretching him out and more about driving him mad.
Please, I want you inside me already.
The laugh which rumbled against Yuri's collarbone was beautiful.
Will you help me then?
Yuri did so eagerly, undoing the buckle of Victor's belt and the clasp of his slacks, drawing out Victor's cock from inside the folds of the fabric. Gazing down, Yuri pulled at his own lower lip with his teeth, wanting nothing more than to taste the hard, gorgeous flesh weighing heavily in his palm. He had not stopped thinking about it since Victor had ground so deliberately against his ass on the subway. From the corner of his eye, Yuri caught the glint of a second small foil packet that Victor produced. He cast the Russian a pointed look. Victor's lips curled up at the corners. Then he touched a few more kisses to the line of Yuri's jaw.
No? Really? No.
Yuri located the lubricant and emptied the rest of it into his hands. He let the liquid warm for a second between his fingers, then purposefully stroked Victor's cock, coating him fully in a single motion.
I want you to feel all of me.
Yuri turned around, resting a forearm against the window as he curved his spine and pushed his ass back toward the other.
No, please, Victor, fuck me already.
He did not have to wait. Victor's hands gripped his hips with force, and Yuri released a pleased, self-satisfied sigh as he felt himself being filled. Victor moved slow, letting Yuri adjust and appreciate the feel of him sinking in, deeper,
already making Yuri mule in response and roll his hips to encourage the Russian in further, wanting more.
Fingertips rubbed soothing patterns into Yuri's skin as Victor held him still, but Yuri rocked back the moment Victor's still clothed thighs met the backs of his own.
Victor, I don't think that either of us is here for gentle right now.
Getting his words out smoothly was challenging when his body was far more preoccupied with the feeling of Victor inside it. But it worked, as in the next moment, Victor drew out and then thrust immediately back inside, entering Yuri again in one long, smooth motion. Yuri couldn't restrain the swear that left his lips in response. Closing his eyes to fully revel in the sensation of Victor finally fucking into him. A hand traveled down Yuri's spine, appreciating the curve of each vertebrae, manicured nails leaving faint trails all the way to the small of his back. Fingertips pressed firmly into the globes of Yuri's ass, parting them as Victor continued to drive into him. Yuri spread his legs a bit further, giving the Russian the view he wanted, and Victor leaned in, snapping his hips forward to find a new depth inside his partner. Yuri's broken exhales and mules fogged up the glass, body racked with the pleasure of Victor's thrusts and strength, with how hard and how feeling he was, with the rush of being fucked against the penthouse windows. His partner still almost fully clothed, while he was completely naked. On display for the entirety of the lit-up city sprawled out before them. Victor had said he wanted to hear Yuri moan his name, and it was easy to do when almost every plunge of his cock sunk straight against Yuri's prostate, reducing him shamefully quickly to a mess of pleading, pleasured moans which mixed with strained exhales of, "Victor, Victor, Victor." Victor had yet to properly touch his cock, but Yuri could feel it twitch against his own abdomen, pre-cum dripping from the tip, the sensation of the droplets rolling over the head and down his shaft maddening. But he did not even want to be touched, afraid that he would come the second those fingers wrapped around him. Instead, Yuri clenched his inner muscles around the other, pushing back to meet every fast, deliberate thrust until he heard his name begin to tremble off the Russian's lips.
"Ugh, fuck, Yuri, you feel way too good."
Yuri could not form a response and did not get the chance to anyway, because Victor pulled out and spun him around. Before Yuri could protest the suddenly hallowed feeling, Victor lifted Yuri up off his feet completely. With a short surprise gasp, Yuri managed to throw his arms around Victor's shoulders, fingers threading together through silken strands at the base of Victor's neck. His legs wound around Victor's waist, and his back met the cool of the windows again as Victor thrust back inside him. Yuri cried out freely, grasping at Victor's hair. He let his head fall back, hitting the glass with a dull sound, but he hardly noticed. Victor was like heat and strength and sex personified, flooding every nerve in Yuri with ripples of ecstasy, and he did not want to let go for a second.
Victor, I'm so close.
Yuri knew he could let himself fall over the edge just from unrelenting moving pressure of the other inside him, claiming him hard and deep, making him forget if anything else in the world even mattered.
Not yet.
Yuri yelped when Victor moved them away from the windows without warning. He clung onto the other man, legs and arms winding tighter around the Russian's body as Victor carried him across the room to the bed. Victor dropped Yuri onto it, and Yuri could not help releasing a small laugh as he bounced a little on the mattress. Then Victor was above him, pushing Yuri's thighs apart, and Yuri spread them willingly, arms flying around Victor's neck just before Victor thrust back inside him. Yuri arched off the bed, wanting to be closer to him, fingers curling to grasp at the fabric of the shirt the other had yet to discard.
Wait.
Victor paused at the plea, and Yuri pushed himself up onto his elbows. He stripped the disheveled shirt off the Russian, then tugged on the waistline of Victor's legs.
Oh, please.
Anything for you, love.
Victor quickly removed the rest of his clothing, then shifted Yuri further onto the bed.
That you really shouldn't call me.
Yuri smiled as Victor settled over him again. Victor's hands slid down his thighs, fingers slipping under his calves to lift Yuri's legs up, perching his ankles atop Victor's shoulders before positioning a pillow beneath the Japanese man's hips. The sight of the Russian above Yuri was a stunning one. His previously well-styled hair was messed with sex, strands damp at the roots. His silver bangs fell over one side of his handsome face. Cheeks flushed and blue eyes even darker with want than they had been at the start of the night. His well-sculpted chest rose and fell with each breath, pale and smooth skin glistening with a thin sheen of sweat. Yuri wanted to look at nothing else for the rest of his life.
I can't help it. You're so perfect, Yuri,
Victor said and leaned forward. Yuri's flexibility was like a gift for this. Being bent almost in half with a new position, and all he could do was shiver, knowing just how much deeper inside of him Victor might be able to go like this. Victor's cock rubbed along his perineum and then pushed between his thighs, making Yuri whimper shamelessly at the friction. Then, one of Victor's hands was on the side of his face again, caressing his cheek lightly, before tucking a few strands of dark hair behind Yuri's ear. He was too close once more, thumb stroking gently over Yuri's lips, the same way he had done earlier.
Yuri, my love, let me kiss you.
His breath warm and sweet on Yuri's face, and his blue eyes pleaded. Yuri's resolve broke. He shifted his legs from off Victor's shoulders, hooking them around his waist instead so he could pull Victor's body down flush against him, capturing his full lips into a deep kiss. Victor's mouth was hot and soft at the same time that it was firm and teasing. Yuri wound his fingers in his hair again, tugging Victor's head into a better position so that Yuri could dive deeper into the kiss, drawing Victor's lower lip into his mouth with his teeth. He parted his lips when Victor's tongue traced over them, becoming intoxicated with the warmth flooding through him. Yuri broke away only when Victor's hands grasped his hips, glancing down so that he could watch their bodies merge together once more, this time with slowed and languid motions. Catching Victor in another kiss, Yuri savored the taste of his lips and tongue, drinking in the sweet words that Victor began muttering in Russian against his mouth. Yuri arched off the bed when Victor rediscovered that bundle of nerves inside him, and the Russian took advantage of the reaction, snaking his arms around Yuri's back and holding him close. Burying his face in the crook of Victor's neck, Yuri kissed at his damp skin, tasting the salt of sweat before tilting his head up so that he could tease at Victor's earlobe with his teeth.
Yuri, can I... please?
The strain in Victor's voice was easy to hear.
Yeah, but touch me first.
Yuri begged, and Victor heeded the request instantly. It only took a couple short, skilled strokes from Victor's hand for Yuri to come, clutching onto the other as he moaned, every muscle tensing with the strength of his orgasm. Victor kept stroking, helping him ride the waves until Yuri was spent and left gasping under him. Yuri finally lifted his eyelashes and smiled as he met Victor's eyes, raising his face up to brush his lips gently against the Russian's. Victor returned his smile and tipped their foreheads together, breathing slightly labored as he thrust leisurely once, twice, before he was there as well, exhaling Yuri's name as he pulled out in time to coat Yuri's abdomen with his semen, mixing their releases together. Yuri continued to cling to Victor until both their heavy breathing settled, exchanging sweet, soft kisses and gentle touches in the process. Then Victor touched his lips to Yuri's forehead and he moved away, off the bed, returning half a minute later to clean Yuri's skin with a damp hand towel.
That was so much better than I was expecting,
Victor said, smile tugging at the corners of his lips. Yuri stretched gracefully, feeling the slight burn in his muscles, but loving it all the same. He turned onto his side, toward Victor, propping an elbow on a pillow and resting his chin in his palm. Yeah? You liked it?
Is that a real question?
Victor tossed the towel onto the floor carelessly and slid back onto the bed, pulling Yuri into him. The Japanese man quickly settled comfortably against his side.
The second I saw you in that bar, I think I fell in love all over again. And then again, and again. You were so damn hot the whole time.
Yuri let out an embarrassed whine and buried his face in Victor's shoulder, letting his lips skim a mark he had left there earlier.
Really?
Victor's rich laugh flooded his ears.
Are you blushing? After all that?
Yuri did not answer the question, choosing to keep kissing at Victor's skin.
I liked it too,
he muttered in response at last, lifting his gaze when Victor took his hand. Light reflected off the gold back on Victor's ring finger, and Yuri smiled as Victor slid the matching band back onto his own as well.
Although I really hope there won't be any tabloid stories tomorrow about you filling me up on the metro. I can't believe you let me get away with it.
Victor chuckled and then shifted to pull blankets over the lower halves. Yuri slid one of his legs between Victor's beneath the covers. He knew they should shower, wash off the rest of the sweat and sex, but it could wait a few minutes.
I kept waiting for you to break character to tell me off.
It was a little exciting.
Yuri blushed again, but did not try to hide it. Victor appreciated it, stroking his thumb over one of Yuri's cheekbones, feeling the heat bringing up the color.
Are you always so sweet when picking up strangers?
Yuri teased.
Only when they're you. How about you, love? Always so reckless?
What? Oh, the condom?
Yuri laughed in realization into Victor's chest.
Very authentic, but I figure we could take a couple creative liberties. What would you have done if I said yes?
Try to negotiate you out of it. Maybe thrown a stack of cash at your feet, like a proper rich businessman.
Sexy,
Yuri taunted playfully.
As sexy as that pillow salesman suggested?
Yuri groaned and tried to push off Victor in reaction, but his fiancée only laughed and held Yuri securely against his side.
Okay, I won't tease.
Victor promised and kissed Yuri again, just lips caressing lips. Yuri melted under it. He was happy to simply rest against Victor, resting his cheek on the Russian's collarbone, feeling the occasional kiss that Victor pressed to the top of his head and the reassuring way Victor's fingers skated patterns over his hip. When Yuri felt sleep start pulling at his consciousness, he sighed and broke away, giving Victor yet another kiss before he excused himself for the bathroom. He showered quickly, wanting to be back in Victor's arms, and when he returned to the main part of the hotel suite, Victor was sitting on the edge of the bed, scanning through his phone as he waited.
What's a good caption?
He asked when Yuri sat down beside him, still ruffling a towel through his hair to dry it. Yuri glanced at the photo Victor had taken of the night skyline outside the hotel room windows.
Anything's good, as long as you don't mention what we did in front of them.
Yuri responded, leaning against Victor's side.
I'm not allowed any hashtags mentioning you pretending to be an escort for me?
Definitely not.
Victor pouted and then typed out a caption, showing it to Yuri.
How's that?
The only better view was @KatskyY pressed against it. Hashtag regular hotels are also awesome.
No.
Why not?
Victor faked scandal.
Victor, no. And you can't even call this a regular hotel. Normal people can't afford to stay here.
Yuri laughed and snatched the phone out of Victor's hands, quickly backspacing before Victor's fingers could accidentally slip on the share button.
There, that's okay if you insist.
The only better view is @KatskyY.
Aw, you're too good to me.
Victor purred and left the caption, posting it.
I feel like I'm complimenting myself.
Yuri protested weakly.
As well you should,
Victor answered, tugging Yuri closer and guiding the position of the Japanese man's legs so that Yuri could straddle him. They left the phone face down on the bed, Yuri sighing contentedly into Victor's kisses, squirming a little in his lap when Victor's fingers started massaging at his thighs. For a second, Yuri wondered if his shower was going to end up wasted, but decided that he really did not care, responding eagerly to the way Victor nibbled gently at his lower lip. Victor's phone chimed with a text notification, and he reluctantly tore away from Yuri, picking it up with the intention of silencing it, but paused.
It's from Yuri-O,
he said, and Yuri leaned forward to read the message along with Victor.
Their eyes grew wide at the same time.
Is that a fucking aspirant on that window? Seriously? Delete that shit!
They both scrambled to do exactly that, yelping in panic and laughing together when Victor dropped the phone to the floor in their haste. The end.